Hi guys, this is Maggie Radio, and I am joined by Girai, Jack, and Polina.
They call me
Hi.
Hello.
the pronunciation checker, so I'm gonna say she meant Maggie Radio, not Maggie Radio.
I think it's Maggie,
I
isn't it? Oh wait, it
Maggie.
is Maggie. Oops. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's Maggie.
Yeah. People these days. You come up with the name, you can't even pronounce it right.
Jack, why do you have two
Chat.
guitars?
I have one guitar.
Two guitars.
Look, we literally just an introduction and you already distracted. It was like 2 seconds.
Sure, but we can talk about your guitars, I think. They
Can't even
that's
see
not
the guitar.
fitted. Yeah, you
They can't
can.
even see the
They can
guitar.
imagine.
Imagine all the guitars.
Yeah, that's
What
what I say.
to do.
That's what I say.
Okay, so I found this movie that I totally watched, guys, and it's called The Hateful Eight. Have you heard of it?
No.
No. Is
Okay,
this
it's
some
a really
cringy
famous.
kids thing that you found?
No, it's about a bounty hunter and his captive are waylaid by a Wyoming
That
blizzard.
the Quentin Tarantino movie.
I don't know, but it sounds like Star Wars, but in the Civil War period.
It is the Quentin Tarantino movie.
Okay. Yeah, what do you think about that movie, Gary?
I haven't seen it.
I have
I mean,
totally.
I have seen it. Hold on, let me just look at the plot.
You've seen it, but you don't
Wait,
remember.
why is there just a whole list about how it has sex and race issues?
Because I guess it does.
Wow, I've already stumbled across a bad movie to talk about. Anyway,
It
let
doesn't
us.
even give you the plot, it just tells you. Oh, it does give you the
Well,
plot.
the plot is about, like, a
I
blizzard.
actually want to watch this movie now, so if you wouldn't spoil it.
Why now? Like, if I start talking about a random movie, you're just gonna say I want to actually watch it and just make me unable to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Frozen. You're totally gonna watch that,
Oh
right?
my
I've
god,
actually
that
seen Frozen.
Frozen the first. Have you actually seen the second one?
No, I heard
Yeah,
it's really
I'm
bad though.
sorry. We really wanted to see it with some friends, but like,
She didn't have friends anymore, so
what? No.
COVID happened, all of them are gone.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I think Frozen was before COVID, no?
Yeah, that was
No.
2019, yeah.
COVID was always here
Didn't
in
Frozen
the
come out in
shadows.
2013? How long do you think COVID's
No,
been
the
going on?
second one, Jack.
I
Wait,
don't
COVID one, I mean, COVID one.
know.
Frozen one is from 2013.
Yeah, it's like 7 years old.
I didn't know
Eight
it was.
now.
No way. It's like 2015, isn't it?
No, it's 2013.
I don't buy it. I didn't buy it.
It's the truth.
What the hell is 2013?
Yeah, I know.
I
Like, if I
yeah,
was.
I remember I was in London when we went to watch it. So I was in year five.
I feel old now.
I was too cool to watch Frozen back then.
I've seen
Absolutely.
it. The only part I remember is the main cool guy is actually the bad guy.
He wasn't
And they
cool.
save her by loving her or something.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's really sad. Like, the only good guy in the entire show is the guy who they decided to make evil for no reason.
Yeah, I feel like that was a
But
bit
he
of
wasn't
a.
good. Like, from the beginning, he was really dodgy.
Nah, he was like.
Yeah.
I feel like they just did it so there's like a whole twist in the movie. I feel like.
No.
How is he
Don't know.
dodgy? Like,
He's
he
not
was
dodgy. He's been
so.
like perfectly nice, this angel
Yeah,
from the
he's yeah,
heavens.
exactly.
And
He's
then the
dodgy
last
because he's
second it
so
turns.
perfect. Because they have like everything in common. You know, they have
Yeah,
that
but
whole
like,
song.
I don't know. It
That's
feels a
the
bit
you
dodgy.
like it's really dodgy.
Yeah,
I
and
don't know. I didn't.
he acted sketchy.
I didn't like
Yeah.
the ending. I'm gonna
Have you
be
guys
honest.
watched any other Disney movies? Because like
Yeah,
perfect.
it's always the same exact thing.
Yeah, they're always perfect and stuff. Like, why
Yeah.
dodgy now?
And like, oh, we're breaking the formula by making him evil, but like it felt so forced, not like it was actually, you
Not like
know.
a normal Disney movie, and then they just decided to make him the perfect guy who's
If they
like.
like gave some foreshadowing, then I would be like, okay, that makes sense. But there's just literally no reason.
Yeah, and she was kind of like cheating on the other guy.
Was she? No, she wasn't.
Like the blonde hair, like she kind of met him, and then they kind of like. I think
Nah.
it was. Yeah, I mean, kind of. Because when they like promise to each other, and then she's like hang out with this white-haired dude.
Nah.
What's your favorite genre?
The Lion King is my favorite genre.
The Lion King?
Wow, what's a genre? So legit.
What's your favorite movie from the Lion King genre?
I think it's the original.
The original? The animated one or the book?
The book.
I don't think there's a book.
I think there is. I had a book. It was like...
It might have come out after the
movie. Yeah, it came out after. It was so bad. The third Lion King is so bad. It's literally just them rewatching everything. It's really bad. I don't recommend...
Oh, I just googled the Lion King movie instead of book.
But there was also like a new one from a few years ago.
Oh yeah, 2019. That was really good. That one was so good.
I heard it was bad, actually.
I think it was really good.
It wouldn't be so good.
I did it. I watched it twice, and it was good. But it's obviously not as good as the original. I mean, that's a given, I think. But like, I think it was fine. I think it was really well done.
How much would you judge me if I said I didn't see the original?
A lot. If you only saw the new one.
I didn't see any.
Okay, then you're fine.
Though. I've seen like some parts.
What is the difference between the original and this new one that came out?
The new one is like live
action.
It's
like live action. It's all CGI, but it's like really well done. The only problem is in this original, the whole thing is that they show expressions. It's like surreal, basically. Even though it's really, really like realistic, like the way they... Well, not really. Okay, I don't know what I'm talking about. But like, they showed expressions in the original one. So it was like really adorable and like you understood. It was like for children, so they understood what was happening, like, oh, the lion's happy, the lion's sad. But in this new one with the CGI, they tried to make it so realistic that like it was really hard to show emotion on the lions. It was really weird.
Maybe it was like for older kids.
Well, definitely, but like I think that...
Marsha was an older kid.
Marsha preferred the original because she's more of a younger kid, you know.
Yeah, she's like 12.
Netflix has really messed up ages.
What do you mean?
Well, like, if you look at a film and it's, like, heavily, like, I guess, like, heavily, like, on, like, activities that we shall not mention here.
But it, and, like, when you launch the thing, it's set on the top 16 plus.
Well, yeah, exactly. Like, sometimes it's so low. Like, once I was watching and it was, like, really... like intimate, let's say, and it was like 12 plus on Netflix, and I was like, I would not like want my 12-year-old daughter or son to watch that.
She's already.
I think you don't have a 12-year-old daughter.
Okay, but if I did, I wouldn't want to. Like, even if I saw it if I was 12, like it would be like really weird. Like I would be scarred,
traumatized. Maybe we just shoot them.
The thing is, I think you watch shows like that when you're younger than 12.
Well, not really.
What was the show?
You're telling me you never watched Teletubbies?
How is that?
Is that meant
sexual?
To be very sexual?
Sorry, wait, what? Is the most traumatizing, is the sun part of Teletubbies?
I wonder where the kid is now.
What, my child of the sun?
Oh, okay, well... I just wonder where the kid is now. Like, he's probably, like, thriving, like, telling everybody that he was the son in Teletubbies. Or she. I don't know if it was a... That was, like...
I think it was a she.
It was a she.
Some speech?
No, it's just like, wow, 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 wow.
He just laughs. It's a really creepy show. The, like, vacuum hoover was really creepy.
You said you liked the baby.
Which baby? There's no baby in Teletubbies.
The son...
That's not a baby, is it?
It is a baby.
Since when do babies become sons? Okay.
Google's Teletubby son.
Jack, have you ever seen the Teletubbies?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that was like my childhood. Like people, like I loved it when I was.
Oh my god! It is a child. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is creepy.
You're creepy, Jack. You said you like that. No, you're like Epstein and Donald Trump.
You're like those Call Me Carson haters who just say he's a
when he's not a but he's still a Now you gotta cut all these out.
Yeah. Okay, guys, Gerai, what's your favorite genre?
I don't know. I don't, like, oh, I love this genre. I just, like, is this movie good?
Okay, yeah, I'll watch it. But you would prefer, it. Like, what would you, okay, would you rather action or romance?
Action, I guess. Yeah. Depends. The one can be still good and bad. It's really up to the movie.
Yeah, I don't have, like, a favorite one as well.
I like sci-fi.
But I don't really like sci-fi? Like
Star Wars? Oh, yeah, I don't like sci-fi. Yeah.
Jack, you like Star Wars?
No, I like the most critically acclaimed, most intelligent TV show out there, Rick and Morty.
To be fair, the latest season was actually not that good, I'm going to be honest.
I didn't enjoy watching that, and that didn't go with me.
Marcia, you don't like cartoons in general, full stop. I'm not surprised.
What?
She likes The Lion King.
I like The Lion King.
You only like stuff that you used to watch when you're like 6 years old, but like if something's introduced to you now, you're like, meh.
That's true. I just don't, like, I don't really, I don't know. I think it's really cool that somebody can, like, animate and stuff, but I just don't find it very...
I used to like anime.
Oh, wow, look at this guy. He's trying to distance himself from anime now.
No, I used to like it, but then I kind of just got bored.
You watched, like, one show, and of course it had to be JoJo.
I watched, like, dude, Jack, I watched a lot of anime.
Yeah, but you watched JoJo pretty much, that was it.
It's weird that, like, anime kind of blew up. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't know. Feels like it's suddenly a big thing.
It still is a big thing, what are you on about?
Okay, but, like, it was, like, in 2019, it, like, kind of...
Yeah, actually, I noticed that as well.
Because, like, I didn't, like, I knew of anime, but it wasn't, like, now everybody's watching it for some reason, and I just...
No, they're just now cool with talking about it before they didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, to be fair, people just start talking about it.
It's like coming out, you know, you come out with saying you watch anime.
You just go to your parents, all ashamed. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dad, but I watch anime.
I had to do it. It was for a good cause.
What's the good cause?
Good causes. What do you mean?
Tell me one good cause.
Saving the world in anime.
How is it saving the world?
Well, it's not saving our world. It's saving their world. Let's talk about a different genre. Let's talk about Baby Driver. Yeah.
I haven't seen Baby Driver, so I can't.
Don't worry.
That's an okay film. It's not terrible. It's not bad.
I just don't buy it. A baby wouldn't be able to drive a car.
Okay.
I just don't buy it.
Nobody laughed. Wow.
I don't buy it. Uh-huh.
You don't know. Maybe Polina laughed, but you can't really see, can you?
I'm
ashamed.
But...
I'm going into exile now.
I come back.
Guys, Baby Driver is about a dude called Baby.
Is his name actually?
Have you seen Baby? It, Jack?
Yeah, I've totally seen
okay,
it.
Okay, well.
He hasn't seen it. He said he's only going to talk about movies he hasn't seen today.
Guys, I love the new genre that came out. It's called Three Brothers. Loved it.
Jack, do you know what a genre is?
But a trio of brothers leave home and enter a famous fairy tale. Isn't that cool?
Oh, I've seen that. I think I've seen that. That was actually, that came out in like 2017.
Okay, it's a Czech movie. So for all our Czech fans, yeah.
Well, his name is actually Baby. What the hell?
I've seen it. It's actually pretty good. You should watch it.
I've watched, just like I watched Teletubbies, I've watched it.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't believe you in
anything. Okay, guys, would you rather a film or a series?
Series.
Really?
Yeah.
Series, these days, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because they can get more
out of it. I'm the man with the Netflix powers. You can't take that from me.
What do you mean you're the man with the Netflix powers?
Oh, you get films and series on Netflix. You do.
I came up with the brilliant idea to look at Netflix. Okay.
What?
We're talking about if you would rather a series or a film, Jack. We're not talking about Netflix here.
Exactly.
Actually, I changed my answer. There are some really good movies out there that I would rather watch.
I quite like films usually because it's just like quick and it's the whole story. Whereas if you get into a series, like sometimes if it's too long, like freaking Riverdale that they tried to
sell. But it's easier to tell a story to a TV show than a movie. I think.
Well, and you like, more I like short TV shows with like maximum 2 seasons.
Like The Queen's Gambit?
That one's really good.
That's not short.
Well, it's short.
It's really good.
Season wise, but not like episode.
It's like 4 episodes.
I like tried to watch The Queen's Gambit, but then I realized that it was the same thing over and over again. So I stopped.
But it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Jack, I just didn't think you got the plot.
You just don't like them playing chess, Jack.
I was like, look, where's my sci-fi, okay? This is gold.
Oh, Jack, if you watched till the end, you would have seen the part where she transforms into a spaceship and goes to space.
Oh, I gotta watch it now. What the everyone loves it.
She looks like a rabbit, though. That creeps me out.
She looks like a rabbit?
Yeah. The main character. She looks like a rabbit.
I think she looks alright, okay? I don't think she looks
like... Her eyes are weird, dude. The other guy, his eyes are way too close. So, like, they're the polar opposites, and it's really creepy.
What other guy?
Well, I can't... You know the guy he plays chess against who brushes his hair all the time? That one.
Isn't that like the one? There's like one guy she meets, and it was only like one episode.
Oh no, he comes back.
Oh, guys, disclaimer, like, I guess spoiler alert.
It's not that much for spoilery, though.
No, I just saying.
Yeah, I was quite traumatized when you revealed the big spaceship at the end.
You wouldn't have watched it otherwise, Jack. So
you wouldn't have watched it otherwise.
No, I was like, maybe when I was 18 years old, I'd be like, let's get back to the films I never finished.
It's not a film.
Yeah, I have this, like, thing where if I start a series, I must finish it. Like,
I dropped so many TV shows and I'm kind of
ashamed. Yeah, like, I nearly never finish them.
I finished most of them, but I dropped, like...
I have to, otherwise, like, I feel really uncomfortable, like...
Weird. What happens next in Romeo and Juliet? Oh my god.
They die.
What? No way.
Romeo and Juliet, the series, they never die. That would be really bad.
Once if you start like a really bad show, you just have to watch all 20 seasons of it.
Yeah.
Damn.
It gets boring. She's gonna start watching The Walking
Dead now.
Yeah, I just don't start bad series.
The Walking Dead, but she accidentally clicked on the bad version, so she's...
The Walking Dead isn't that good anymore. Like, there's, like, one season is good, and the next 4 are horrible, and then another season is good again.
Jack, what are you looking at? You're, like...
Yeah, keep looking at the sky.
There's a big spider that's dangling down there.
Why don't you just, like...
It's so massive.
Throw it out. How big? Holy crap.
It's
gonna eat you.
It's a huge spider. Eat it. Eat the spider.
I adopted it. No.
Eat the spider. No. Eat the spider.
Guys, films. Do you know any films with spiders?
Spider-Man.
Oh my god, yeah, that's a good one.
I seen Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, The Amazing Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and the new Marvel ones as well. So yeah. I'm like a bit of a Spider-Man expert. Yeah, wow, well, indeed. Thank
Dad, you. Do you like Spider-Man by any chance?
No.
He hates it.
I hate Spider-Man.
I like how we're talking about spiders, but Spider-Man actually isn't a spider. He just got spider powers.
It's, yeah, no, he got bitten,
like, the only spider power he actually has is the fact that he can climb onto the walls.
Yeah, and his shooting webs, maybe.
But those are artificial, except for in Spider-Man. And the Spider-Man by Tom... What's his name?
Tom Holland.
I gotta Google this.
What does he like?
Not Tom Holland. Maguire. Is it Maguire? I don't know. The Sam Raimi one. The Sam movies. I don't know who played in
it. The guy who's like with the glasses?
The guy who looks like a nerd.
Yeah, I know who you mean, but I don't know his name.
I think it's Tom McGuire, but I don't know how you pronounce
Isn't it. No way.
You guys searching up Spider-Man now?
I'm Googling who the actor is.
Actors of Spider-Man.
Tom Riddleton.
Nah.
I think you were right. I think it is the McGuire guy.
It is it?
Yeah, it looks like him.
I know Sam Raimi directed it.
Isn't the Maguire guy?
It is Tom Maguire, but how do you pronounce it?
It's Toby Maguire.
Toby. Oh I was close. God.
Isn't Tom Maguire like really short?
Toby and Tom aren't Toby. The same name.
Tom Holland. Ah, that's the new guy.
Yeah.
I'm not an actor kind of guy, you know?
You're a director. You're a director kind of guy.
I really am not. I only know like three directors.
So, should we do a quiz show by directors and you should be attending?
If you told me to name directors, I could name Tarantino, Guy Ritchie, and Sam Raimi because we just talked about him.
What about Chris Nolan? Do you know him?
No.
What, do you know Interstellar?
No.
Do you know anything?
No.
Okay. Nice conversation, Echo.
No problem. What's your favorite movie, Paulina?
Well, that's kind of difficult because I don't really have a favorite movie. It's just I kind of watch random stuff.
What's your favorite random stuff?
Well, I don't have any favorite random stuff. It's just I either like it or not.
What was the most recent movie you were like, wow, this is amazing?
I watch Russian movies.
Is that your favorite genre?
Like, Polina, you know Ironia Судьбы?
Yeah. Yes.
That one I watched just lately.
Oh, really?
Have you seen it?
They always show them, like, off.
Yeah, I know, they do. But we never, like, look at, like, Russian TV programs. So it was, like, that was the first time that I saw it. That was really good.
I always watch Russian TV programs.
Yeah, I mean, I watch it with my mom when we're like, but like, not really. Like, I just don't watch with my parents that much. So, like, I never end up watching it.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I like it when he's drunk. I just don't think it should have been two parts. Like, I think it should just
Marcia promotes alcoholism.
Yeah, don't do drugs and alcohol, kids. But, like,
it's... Don't do alcohol. Okay, like, she doesn't promote alcoholism.
But it's... I think the first part was good, but I didn't think they had to have a second part.
I didn't really like this one.
The first one? Or just the whole film?
Like, the whole one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, wait, Polina, what's the name of the guy who's, like, her actual boyfriend?
I have no clue.
It's, like, a terrible name. It's, like, disgusting. Oh, my God, what's the name?
I'll find it.
Yeah, find it. It's, like, so bad.
Ипполит?
Yes. Yes. What kind of name is Ипполит? Why would you...
That's a really old name.
Why would you name your son Ипполит? Like, ew. What is that name?
It's really old. I think
yeah,
the
it
one
sounds really, really old.
I hope they don't do it now, because...
I hope you name your son Ипполит.
No.
It's like karma.
Yeah.
Because you're so rude.
Yeah.
Poor kids who are called Ипполит.
I bet all of our listeners are called Ипполит.
Oh, we can, like, you know the website where you can, like, Google names and then...
Oh, yeah, let's just do that.
How many people... I will find it.
Yeah, please have a look how many kids are named Ipalit. But it's, like, I think it might be a bit, like, Like, I mean, names die out, right? Like, I think that Karen is probably a very uncommon name now.
Yeah.
Karen?
Yeah, Karen. Only, like, old
people. Oh, Karen. Karen is not that uncommon. Most of the people are named Karen.
Well, like, older people, but I think younger kids aren't called Karen.
Yeah, Marsha's dying out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's naming their child Marianne anymore.
Yeah.
I have like one of the most common names in Russia, so.
Nope. No, you don't.
Am I alone now?
That's just not true. I don't believe you, yeah. And I don't trust you.
No.
Why? I have a whole TV show named after me, so.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Oh, Masha,
you were named after the TV show, not the TV show after you. Your parents watched it and they were like, wow,
no, what a good TV show. Me.
Okay, so approximately 503 people bear this name, most relevant in Russia. So it's like...
503.
Yeah.
It's one of the most common names.
No, approximately.
It's 503, how is that common?
Oh, I thought you said, like, what are the most common names? I was like, oh, I didn't really hear the number.
No.
Yeah, because you don't listen. All you do is think about your name and stuff. You're so selfish.
Yeah, I don't know if you, like, sorry, Jack, but, like, Polina or, like, Girai, when I was smaller, I used to watch, like, Masha and Medvedь and then Fiksiki.
Yes. Yeah, I watched both of those.
Yeah. I watched
the Fiksiki is the one with like the owl and stuff, right? And they're circular.
I don't know about the owl, but they're like nails. Kids. I don't know if they're kids.
I watched that when I was a bit older, actually.
I did too. I watched it like it's a very Yeah, my grandma met the woman who voiced the girl. I forgot her name. She's like orange.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Oh. I was thinking of Kikoriki. You know that one?
Hmm?
You know Kikoriki? And it's like these circular animals and stuff.
Oh my god,
Smishariki.
Yes.
I used to watch that all the time. It was, oh my god. You know they had a film?
Did they?
Yeah, they had film, and it was so depressing. It was like...
It's so bad.
Yeah, it was really, like, depressing.
It's still being released. They had a new season this year.
Yeah, the same with, like, Masha and Medvedь and Fiksiki. Mm-hmm. They just make them.
They had the third season like in 2020.
Yeah.
I
would think it's like more like 20th season by now.
No, it's only 3 seasons.
Oh, then they're probably are like they loads back, like, of episodes.
In 2D or are they 3D?
In the film, that's 3D.
The film is 3D.
Yeah, because, like, they said that...
But cartoon is 2D.
Yeah, because they said something that they're gonna, like, put them back to 2D last year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think 2D is the OG. It was so much fun with the... Yeah, okay, I kind of want to watch
it. I don't remember anything about it. I just know the owl is smart, the bunny is stupid, and that's it.
Oh yeah, I remember they went to space once.
Yeah, I remember that episode. That's the only episode I remember.
And they like didn't know what to do or something. It was like really weird.
It was really depressing.
Yeah, I don't know if I liked it that much.
I liked Smisharaki a lot. I liked it more than
I mean that episode.
No, I know you didn't like it at all, I can tell. I can tell such things.
Yeah, I don't know. What else have I watched? I haven't seen that many Russian things. I mean, maybe if you told me, I'd know.
Wolf and Bunny one.
I watched that one. It's so annoying when people, like, I don't know, I'm sorry, but I think that people that watch in the Czech Republic, it's so sad because they don't get the original, you know, vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean,
Погоди, но зайцы почкой or whatever.
Is that what it's called here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We even have a pillow with the wolf. What do they even have names?
No,
I don't remember.
Wolf. No, they don't have names.
Yeah. I just remember that every time the rabbit escaped, the wolf was like, "Ну погоди."
Yeah.
I was so obsessed with this one.
I watched it.
Oh, the "Ну погоди."
Yeah. I watched it like all day.
Yeah, I watched it before bed, I remember. Oh my god, Chiburashka. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I just
remembered.
They have really good songs.
Had plushies of that.
Yeah, they're really adorable.
Poor Jack.
I'm Jack, you should be more cultured, you know.
Jack, if it makes you feel better, I also watch like English cartoons.
Oh my god, Jack, did you watch Wallace and Gromit when you were smaller?
I'm so happy I didn't watch these Russian things because
Jack, did you watch Wallace and Gromit?
All I know of these like YouTube people who post like very bad
Jack things. Is often as
Jack, have you seen Wallace and Gromit?
Is it the one with the crackers and cheese?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I love it. I used to watch that. I think we had the DVD.
They go to the moon and they eat the moon.
Yeah, they eat the
cheese.
Yeah,
we watched it at school. We watched it at school.
Mm. And then I remember that there was this one episode where they made like, oh my god, the evil penguin. I don't know if you saw that one.
Oh my god.
Evil penguins. Jack, have you seen Adventure Time?
Yeah, I've seen Adventure Time.
Did you finish it?
It's so long, mate. Of course
not. I know, right? Like, I just kind of skipped to the end. And the ending is pretty depressing, I'm going to be honest. I don't expect it to be this depressing.
What
happens, I didn't understand it myself. It was really weird. It turns out our guy's like a comet or something, and they will die or something. I don't understand. It's pretty depressing,
You don't understand why it's depressing?
No, it's like, look, I can explain it. Okay, look. You know the Finn? He goes to the dream world. There he finds his other form. His other form turns into a sword. And then he takes the sword, and it's called the Finn sword. And in the Finn sword is a smaller Finn. And then later on, he gets the grass sword, which is like a curse, and turns his hand into a grass weapon or something. And then the grass sword and the Finn sword merge, and they make Fern. And then that's like Finn, but made out of grass. But he's like stupid. He's like dumb, and like, but he's actually tries to be a good guy, and then something happens. I don't remember, like it's magic man or something makes him evil, and then Finn ends up killing him, and he's so depressed for the next like 25 episodes, and it's really sad.
Does Finn, like our Finn, turn into grass, or does the sword Finn turn?
The sword Finn turns into grass.
Oh.
And also his mother is dead, and his father is dead.
What happens to the dog?
The dog is cool. Looks chilling. The dog is not actually a dog also. That it's like an alien or something.
Thank you guys for listening to Magi Radio this week. And we hope you have a lovely day.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.